Welcome to this edition of the Iron Forums Facilitator Podcast. I'm Rob Marbury. I'm on the board for Iron Forums, and I'm also in charge of managing the marketing for Iron Forums. And I'm sitting here with Gary Smith, who is our visionary, and we thought it would be helpful to put a couple of podcasts together for facilitators to help them in their thinking about becoming a facilitator, how to put a core group together, how to grow a group, some tips and tricks and that type of thing. And so today, for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about who makes a great facilitator for Iron Forums. So I'll start by asking you, Gary, what is it that makes somebody a great facilitator for Iron Forums?
Well, Rob, we are experiencing a learning curve in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've learned so far is that a man that's interested in becoming a facilitator has just got to have a heart for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing. It's a calling. It's not just about what is he going to do next in life, if he's in a season change, or if it's just about creating supplemental income, or if it's a number of things. But I think at the core, there has to be just this sense of a calling that I want to continue to do ministry if I was in ministry, or I want this ministry aspect of serving men and understanding that we serve a very specific group of men that own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that is the first thing that has to resonate with a man that we're having a discussion with.
I think that aligns pretty well with the people that are members. They're seeking to maybe turn their business, think of their business a little more as a ministry. And so it only makes sense that a facilitator would want to have a heart for ministry as well.
That's a great point, because the men that become members and the men that stay in the forum and really become the community have that common ground with the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about business.
Right.
It's about their business being seen as a part of their personal ministry.
So if you have a heart for ministry, what is something else that you might have in terms of a quality that would make you a good facilitator for Iron Forums?
I think the number two thing that we've discovered is you just have a desire to lead and to serve leaders.
Mm.
So you find yourself going, okay, if my community is men and it's business owners, they're probably going to be type A individuals to some degree, entrepreneurial. That group has a very distinct profile, and you got to be comfortable with those guys and not in any way intimidated in any way that would prevent you from being an effective leader. So you kind of got to get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Reality check.
Yeah.
Of do I want to be in community with leaders that mm-hmm. I am leading leaders?
Yeah, that makes sense. And to your point, you've got all kinds of personality traits for leaders, and we're not all wired the same way.
I experienced this today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a great guy that's considering forming his own Iron Forums, and he it came up that he perceives all these business owners as having their act together and being very buttoned down, and he actually sees that he does best with serving men that are on the other end of the spectrum, that are just struggling, and that he wants to help men that don't have it together. So
right.
He's almost said, you know, I don't think this is for me, because I perceive that these men really don't need where my heart is, because my heart is to help those that they struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really want to be about. And I went, wow, I wish that was true, but it's not.
Yeah.
I said, if you want to work with messed up men that are, you know, that don't have everything together, we qualify. And we do need the community to help hold us accountable. We need the community to help us figure things out. And that the truth of that requires the transparency to then evolve so that we can get what we call the traction and change our lives.
Yes.
So some men that are hearing this may think, well, I don't want to lead business owners because they're, you know, they're all together and they've achieved a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true.
I mean, yes.
our group is in great need of someone to lead and shepherd and help us, not that we have anything together.
Well, absolutely. And when the people listening to this have heard about the snapshot, they know enough about kind of how we're designed, but you could have it all together maybe for staffing and maybe for finance, but maybe operations is a mess. You know, maybe sales is just not, something's going downhill, something's wrong. And I think the guys in the group kind of help identify that. And so we could all use a boost. And certainly with our marriages and with our kids and with our relationship with Jesus, we can always improve that, I think.
Yeah, and that snapshot is got things divided out where there's always an area, or multiple areas that we do need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it right there. You can see the metrics
yeah.
that we don't have it together.
Right. Yeah, how many times do people put a 10 for anything?
Never.
Not very often.
Or we call them out.
Yeah, that's been my experience. What about, what can somebody expect in terms of income? And is that important? Is that an important part of Iron Forums?
It is. It is an important part because, I mean, this, we're a hybrid. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to think in terms of we are a nonprofit and we're a men's ministry, but we're not. We are also a fee for service in that we don't do fundraising, we don't have golf events, we don't go out and try to raise money. And I love this model because mm-hmm. it is a model that everybody can relate to that are members. They run businesses. And we run an organization that has to pay bills and mm-hmm. has to provide for the staff and their families. So the income and the money involved is very important. So two things come to mind. One is an Iron Forms facilitator could see this as absolutely a very strong supplementary income stream where they're probably involved with some other things mm-hmm. and they want flexibility with time and some supplementary income, and Iron Forums can hit the bullseye for that.
I think we've seen some examples where maybe a facilitator is an executive pastor somewhere, or maybe they're, you know, they're involved in some type of ministry or some type of business, but it's just not full time. It's like
yes.
20 or 30 hours a week that they have to really focus on that, but then they've got a little bit of extra time.
Yes. What we've seen evolve, and it has evolved, I think, as a spirit-driven thing, not by something that we designed, but it appears that we attract people that are have ministry experience, that are leaders, and that have additional time, that want to invest, and they do need some supplementary income.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be in a transition, and this is a part of a new season.
Mm, yeah.
And it can work for different ages. So it's not just men that have finished their formal ministry or their formal organizational leadership and they're retired necessarily. It may be younger men that are just in a transitional state and they realize that they want to be more entrepreneurial
yep.
and they want to do different things. And this is one thing they can do that will give them a very measurable and forecastable income stream along with some other things that they might want to do.
Certainly, somebody's considering being a facilitator's got to think about how they can grow their income. Like it certainly starts out as something supplemental, but you know, when do they get to a point where maybe that becomes the majority of what they spend their time on? How do they figure that out? How does that happen?
Well, let me answer the question by looking at a timeline. Let's look at year one, year two, year three, and I think that gives us a good breakdown of what could happen and what goals could be realistic. So let's look at year one. You should have 15 men as members after 12 months, and that should give you somewhere around $20,000 in exchange for that 30 to 40 hours a month. Okay, year two, by the end of year two, those 15 should have turned into 25, and that should bring you $35,000 in forecastable income. Year three, you should, at the end of year three, you have 35 members, and that should translate into $50,000. That's one forum. Now, if you wanted, you know, when you're at the end of year three and you've got 35 men that are all coming to one venue, what you could do if you wanted to have a second forum is you could stay at exactly the same venue and just, instead of doing it on the second Tuesday of the month, we're going to do another one on the third Tuesday of the month. And you may take some of the guys from Forum 1, and the third Tuesday may work better than the second Tuesday, and you may split that down. They're still paying members, but you can then get a second day of the month.
Right.
And it can work very nicely.
Right. I think, well, I know we've had a couple of forums that have split, and so you could actually split it and start another one in another area as well.
You could.
And, you know, maybe the guys in your group know other guys that are in another part of town, and so then you could start another one that way as well.
Yes. In a metropolitan area, we have two very solid forums. They're only 8 miles apart. But, you know, in metro Atlanta, that's completely different market.
Yeah, right.
And they're both thriving, and one planted the other.
Well, that's good. So there's good opportunity. So you maybe start thinking about it as supplemental income, but then it can very easily become a full-time ministry, basically.
It just depends on the flexibility that you have, but there's nothing that says you have to go to a second forum. It may be another facilitator in the area that wants to start the second forum. And I think some of our facilitators are tapping into entrepreneurial DNA they didn't realize they had.
Great point. So really, if you're an Iron Forums facilitator, that's basically an entrepreneur. That's what you are.
You're tapping into something, yeah, because you're structurally outside of an organization.
Right.
I mean, you're within the organization, but you're a freelance entrepreneurial leader.
Yeah, yeah. I have two more questions for you. One is, what about, you mentioned ministry experience. You're talking to business owners. Do you have to have had business experience, or do you have to have owned a business to be a facilitator?
No. And I think it's important that our facilitators are leaders, mm-hmm, and they have organizational experiences and responsibilities that they created skill sets out of that. But I actually think there is, and our current experience says, someone that was in ministry but was a organizational leader within that ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had retired pastors, executive pastors.
Somebody who's running a nonprofit.
Somebody that's running a nonprofit. These men are very comfortable because they were wired for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what separates someone that shouldn't do this.
Yep.
Is if you're you've got to know. I mean, a leader has to. What's the evidence of a leader? As you look behind you, is anybody following you? Ultimately, I think a guy realizes that if he has a passion and a calling, he already is thinking of men that might be interested in this. That's in his relationship network.
Mm-hmm.
If he's thinking, I don't know anybody and I can't think of who would do this with me, that probably is a great indication it's not for you.
Right.
But if you've already started thinking of two or three more men, you're probably should continue the discussion.
Yeah, that's great. One more question. If you're thinking about doing this, and I know that this is how the DNA of Iron Forums is, where is the content coming from? Where are the solutions coming from? When you're leading these business leaders, what is the secret sauce to Iron Forums, and what does that facilitator need to understand that they're responsible for?
Great question. This is a plug and play model. So you've got a facilitator will have everything that he needs. The facilitator is really leaning more in on his ability to build relationships than to deliver specific content. Because we've got content. And he's literally you know, we've got it on, we produced videos so that the quality and the content subject matter is already provided for the facilitator.
And it's consistent.
And it's consistent. And he doesn't have to worry about that. And, of course, the core of our 6 hours is we spend 4 hours where the men are heard. Yep. And each man is at the table of four or five, and he gets 30 to 45 minutes, and he's doing a snapshot. You know, they're ministering to each other. They're serving each other. They're discussing things among themselves, and the Holy Spirit is doing all the heavy lifting. Again, a facilitator is herding cats, getting them there, you know, managing things after it's over with, but the actual execution of a six-hour forum is not a major deal for the facilitator. There's a lot of things that go along with that in prepping to get men there. We want the community to overflow into lunches and coffees and dinners and some socials and the things that we can do there. But it's not a heavy load for a facilitator to have certain things. We've got them.
I think that's a great point. That's why we call them facilitators. So they shouldn't expect to deliver all the information, all the content. They need to run the meeting, and the Holy Spirit works through the other guys in that room. And that's really where you call it the collective IQ, and we bring the Holy Spirit into that. And that's where the guys learn from the other guys at their table that have experienced what they're going through, perhaps, and can offer some encouragement and hopefully get together outside the meeting. So,
and I think this is an important point in this part of the discussion, is what does the facilitator really need to focus on? Mm-hmm. If it's not content, because that's provided.
Yep.
Well, he really needs to focus on getting the right men into the community. So and he needs to build the culture of men inviting other men, so it's not all on his shoulders. And so you got to build a culture of inviting. You got to build a culture of who are we looking for. We'll have another discussion about the 4-H filter.
Yep.
You've got to be training your table leaders to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to find your advisors, which we haven't. We need to talk more about that. But it's really almost coaching a team.
Mm-hmm.
If we use a football analogy, a facilitator is the coach, and he has his offensive coordinators, his defensive coordinators. He's got his some of his players that he spends more time with than others to make that team, that community, function. But he doesn't have to worry about what most men would say, where am I going to get content? We've got that.
Right. Yeah, and it's at the tables. All right, well, I think this is a good start to kind of get potential facilitators thinking a little bit about, would they be a good facilitator? Is this something for them? And, of course, you can learn more at ironforums.org. Send out an email. You can contact us from there if you have a question. We don't want just anybody to be a facilitator. We want them to have these qualities. So thanks for talking about that, Gary, and we hope you guys have enjoyed and learned a little bit from this podcast.